Barack Obama was 2 years old and living in Hawaii when Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. 50 years later, America's first black president will lead the commemorations, as our correspondent Johnny Diamond reports.
The strip of ceremonial green known as the National Mall, topped and tailed by the columns of the Lincoln Memorial and the Great Dome of Congress, will once again play host to tens of thousands. Few 50 years ago would have dreamt that an African-American president would stand in the shadow of Lincoln's statue. Back then, it was left to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to stir a weary crowd and a wary nation with what he called the fierce urgency of now.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
For many African Americans, this is a huge day, not just to remember the speeches and achievements of the past, but to focus anew on the racial and economic challenges of the present.